Good morning. This is Michael DeRosa, and today I want to look at the Ferguson, Missouri riots. Isaiah the prophet gives us a foothold in how to deal with this tragedy in chapter 1, verse 18. "Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are as scarlet, they will be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they will be like wool." Racial tension here in this Midwestern town has erupted, literally, into flames, and yet what the news media brings to our senses is far less damaging than the unseen forces that are bent on this town's destruction. What I'm referring to is a citadel of evil that has been allowed to raise up in this town, and it is not going to be quenched by different outcomes in our courts of justice. Rather, only by entering into spiritual warfare will this situation ever have a chance to be reconciled. Scripture's cry to "let us reason together" cuts to the heart of brokenness by pinpointing its root, namely sin. So let us come before the Creator, crying out that sin has been allowed to cover this town, and ask Him to expose this to the public's eyes so that it can be confessed and forsaken, while remembering that we all have sinned and we all have fallen short of God's glory.